Well, Paul, it's onto the cup. A few, you know, away from the league, but let's look back to Crawley initially. 1-1 draw. Majority of play from Chesterfield's point of view. Played well. Didn't quite get the win.
Yeah, it's a fair comment. By the time you watch the DVD and that again, it was a difficult game for us because, you know, Crawley put the ball forward very, very quick, and in McLeod they've got a player who's playing obviously very well at the minute, and you know, they caused you problems with the directness of their play. Whereas the week before against Barnsley, it was a bit more tactical and passing, and you know, the midfield area, the pitch was key. You know, but certainly at Crawley, I felt there were stages of the games where they had us on the back foot for sure, but we got in some great positions and we should have really have, you know, killed them off. That's the disappointing thing, even with the Crewe and Crawley games, that we've got in some right good areas and we just haven't had that penetration when we've needed it.
But from a results perspective, that's five unbeaten. It's back to a level where you're just a fraction away from winning a lot more games.
Yeah, I think that's important, Phil. I think, you know, we've come through a couple of games where, you know, certainly when you've got injuries, you're spending, you're chopping and changing as a manager. I mean, that was our fourth consecutive team selection the same. It's amazing little stats like that that can coincide. Lads must build up relationships in games. They must be able to say, don't them two play well together and different stuff. And it's something we've been able to do over them four games. Unfortunately, this week, I think it's quite obvious that, you know, we've got a couple of, you know, casualties for the game that's going to result in us making changes. You know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Well, let's talk about that. First of all, Dan Jones, you know, at the time, immediately at the time, without the benefit of hindsight, you sort of said a bit of rolling about the floor. You've seen the video. Obviously, there's been no appeal gone. Your views on that red card?
I think if you're going to appeal a red card, you've got to genuinely believe you're going to win it. You know, I do still think that Dan was more the victim than the, what's the right word? Perpetrator.
Yes, that's a good word.
Is that all right? Perpetrator. But obviously then, what happens after that, with the two teams getting embroiled in it, you know, it doesn't look great for both clubs. You know, when you get 20-odd players all coming together, and it's so unnecessary in a game that's been played in a good spirit. Two teams trying to win a football game, that to end up with that, you know, Dan rolls about with him, and on the footage, you know, there's arms and legs going, and you know, I think it's been, in my opinion, a difficult one to overturn. I certainly don't want to waste the FA's time by, you know, continually appealing every red card we get. Unfortunately for Dan, it resulted in him being fined very heavily. You know, I think it's part and parcel, but he can't now play in three games for us that are crucial. You know, and he's got to suffer the consequences of that.
Ian Everett went off in that game with a nasty facial injury. What's the situation with
him? Oh, Ian won't make the game. You know, he got stitches underneath the stitches and stuff like that. You know, it was a really bad knock. And I said at the time, I was really disappointed that Crawley didn't put the ball out. You know, in gamesmanship and stuff where we're trying to, you know, we're all trying to have good manners in a football game. It was a bad knock. You know, Crawley were on the attack in the game and actually had words with their bench at the time because they actually let the attack go on to see if they'd score. And I didn't find that, I didn't think that was good. Again, you know, the officials are there and there's four of them. And they don't stop the game for that when they're in direct contact with each other. And I just find sometimes we miss major incidents in games. And that was a bad knock. It was a really bad injury and suffered. And, you know, obviously we've been advised not to play him and stuff like that. And, you know, the likelihood is we'll probably put him on the bench tomorrow. You know, but it'd be a massive bandage and it'd be all that and one bang on it. But, you know, if I felt in the latter stages of the game we were defending a 1-0 lead, I'd suffer a few more stitches for Ian myself. So, you know, he's not going to start the game, obviously. And, the likelihood is we can't see him on the pitch, and that's a disappointment because you know, the back four have been playing well together. You know, they have been going in them games that you've just mentioned unbeaten. I don't know how many goals, two or three goals maximum we've conceded. So, you know, there's been little link partnerships building up. You know, it results in us making changes tomorrow that we don't really want to make, but that's the nature of the game we're in. You know, we must concentrate on certainly trying to win a football match.
And of course, yeah, arguably the most important partnerships are in the defence in the back four. You've got two changes to make. First of all, on centre half, will Margrai to be able to play?
I'm not getting involved, you know, obviously.
No, but he's eligible to play.
George is eligible to play. We're going to make changes within the team. Yeah. You know, we're going down, we're going to be backed by a large number of fans again, which is great credit to them. They're going there to see Cyrus win a game. I can promise them that we'll do our best to win the game.
Yeah, no, because of course he was injured in the first round, so people weren't sure whether he was eligible or not.
You know, we've got to make changes. You know, we've got to make them, certainly to discuss them here is not correct and right. We know the team, the lads have worked on the team. I've seen MK Dons play twice in the last week now. I've seen them play against Rochdale at home on a Tuesday night. I've seen them play against Sheffield United Tuesday night. They're obviously a team in very good form, playing with a lot of confidence. They're a good side, manager's very knowledgeable. you know, the smashing club, lovely stadium. It'd be a great day out for our fans. Made all the better if we can win a football match.
Is Sam Hurd available
Sam
for starting
the
selection
squad.
In the squad?
Yeah, to our supporters, they've just got to be careful because sometimes on the bench it can look like lads are good to go, and I think they'll appreciate tomorrow that there'll be one or two lads on the bench that wouldn't be ready to play.
You said about MK Dons on Tuesday night. Of course, Chesterfield have played them and played a superb, entertaining match at 1-0. Bramall Lane on Tuesday, they showed another side that they're willing to roll the sleeves up and have a battle and play it forward a little bit quicker than perhaps you're used to with Carl.
I just think Carl's got, you know, he's had the stability of being at a club for a couple of years, which gives not just Carl, but it gives the players confidence in the manager. The manager's obviously got confidence in the players. If you look at the likes of Potter, for example, they're very established players, they're good players. You know, they're very, very good. You might say they're good League One players. If you're pushing me, I think they're better than that. You know, they play with intelligence, they know how to manage a game. You know, I think that season of nucleus of teams, obviously in a Phobie, Rick, Grigg, they've got some powerful players at the top end of the pitch. He's got the ability to leave one or two out when it suits and bring in quality. If you look at the signing of Carl Baker, for example, who's just won Player of the Month. What a fantastic signing that is. So, all in all, we're playing against a very strong side. But as I say, I don't believe in taking steps back in football. I don't believe in that. I think when we go there tomorrow, as I say to our supporters, we're going to take the game to MK Dons and we're going to do our best to win the match.
And one of the few teams in the lower divisions that tend to play a 4-2-3-1 formation, but as you say about rotation, he left a Phobie out having scored a hat-trick and Grigg did a pretty good job.
I think Carl's, these international call-ups are great for the club, but they can hinder you. You know, one of the things Carl and his staff will be looking at, I'm sure, is what will a cup run do for them? If these are the things, they've had a good cup run in the Capital One Club, great night against Man United. You know, if they win the game in hand, they go top of the league. You know, certainly they've had quite a few fixtures lately. So will Carl tinker with his team? That's Carl's choice. That's MK Dons' choice. Whatever team we play, whatever team MK Dons put out, they're full of good players. They all know their jobs within the team and they come in the team. They play a very fluent way. It's no hardship to see why Carl's quite a sought-after manager.
And of course, you're into serious rewards now, getting into the third round. You know, the prize money, but the prize really is the potential for the third round.
Just want to be in the third round of the cup. I think MK Dons are the same. You know, when you win your game at Braintree, you know the challenge for us all is to be in the third round. It's something I haven't been able to achieve yet at this club. You know, we went out to Tranmere. You know, we were beaten by Southend last year. We were very strong on the day. Southend fully deserved to beat us. Tomorrow we go into a very difficult tie, possibly maybe the hardest tie we could have got in the competition. But that's the nature of the game. You know, our players have had a week's training now, and it's all geared solely to a one-off game tomorrow. And that's what it is. It's not a league game. It's not a game of chess. It's a one-off game, and we've got to go and cause them problems tomorrow. You know, we've picked a team that we believe can do that. You know, obviously there's one or two changes in it that'll, you know, will it make us better? Will it hinder us? We don't know. We've worked hard this week on trying to make sure our supporters have a good day out tomorrow.
Well, my stat of the week is Chesterfield have only won one second round tie in the last 34 years, and that season they went on to the semi-final. So
well, I can't get criticised when I get knocked out tomorrow night like the rest of them. You've got to think, you've got to believe you can win. You know, supporters travel before Christmas knowing, you know, I said to the players in the team meeting this morning, the most important thing is we get them off their seats. We make our supporters believe that we're going to win the game, and we'll only do that by getting men forward and taking the game to MK Dons. We picked a very attack-minded team. We're not going there to sit behind the ball and let them have the ball.
Finally, obviously, last season or earlier this season, when Tony Lawmer left the club, the rationale wasn't given why, but he's now said why it was. He's going on this Arctic exhibition. What a fantastic thing for Tony to have, A, got over the problem he had, and B,
fantastic to get over the problem that he had. I don't know about the Arctic challenge for Tony. I think you'd be prepared a nice sleep here,
don't you?
A nice continental quilt filling a nice warm bed. Now, Tony wanted to pursue other avenues in his life. He was a very popular member of the staff here. He's been back two or three times now. He'll always be welcome at our football club, as are all the players who played for me and, you know, ex-staff we won. That's how football clubs should be run. You know, managers make decisions, people come and go. But Tony's took on a really good challenge, and I think if we could all get behind him and support him well, I think that would be great for everyone.